Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. We continue preaching through Acts this Sunday, and we have one more topic to cover in the life of Stephen, who was the first martyr of the church era. We've seen so far the making of a martyr, that is, what was the makeup of this man Stephen that caused him to be willing to be such a great witness for Christ, even to the point of death. And then we saw the message of a martyr, that is the sermon that he preached before the Sanhedrin, and what a great, powerful message that was. But it was really the catalyst for them becoming just outraged at him, enraged, and taking him and stoning him to death. Now, what we want to see in this final message about Stephen, it comes in the first four verses of chapter 8, and that is the lasting impact of a martyr. You know, martyrs do make a lasting impact. They make an eternal impact when it comes to being a martyr for Christ. I remember reading about one of the martyrs during the Reformation in England in the 16th century. It was a preacher named Hugh Latimer. And he stood boldly against the heresies of the Catholic Church and all of its false teaching, the teachings about indulgences and purgatory and other such damnable heresies. He also stood against Queen Mary of England, Queen Mary the First, who was herself a Catholic, and she wanted to silence the reformers, and she did silence many of them by having nearly 300 of them burned at the stake. And for that, she became known as Bloody Mary. Hugh Latimer was one of the ones that she had executed. On October the 16th of 1555, Latimer and his friend Nicholas Ridley were chained to the same stake, and the fire was prepared. But before it was lit, Latimer was given the opportunity to speak final words, and here's what he said. He said, "Be of good cheer, Master Ridley, and play the man, for we shall this day light such a candle in England as I trust by God's grace shall never be put out." Hugh Latimer understood that his death as a martyr would have a lasting impact on England, and that he would accomplish more in his death than he had in his life. And he was right about that. That was certainly true of Stephen, that we read about in Acts. As great as his brief Christian life was, and as much eternal impact as his life had, his death made an even greater impact. And so that's what we're going to look at in the message tomorrow in the opening verses of Acts, the lasting impact of a martyr. And so I hope you'll be there to see what the Lord has for our lives in this part of his word. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to visit us tomorrow. The folks at Grace Baptist Church would be glad to see you. I'd be glad to see you. I think you would find the church to be a warm, loving church. The people of Grace Baptist Church love the Lord. They love his word. They love one another. And they'd love you too if you would come be with us. So I want to give you an invitation just to come to Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay tomorrow. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay. 12930 Border Drive. That's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. If you need more information about our church, you can look at our website, gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. You'll find there about the times of our services, and you could even see a map there of exactly where we're located. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week. We try to have this preview available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning. You can find it at sermonaudio.com, and it's also in our church app. And let me remind you that you can also share the link to this podcast with others and invite them to listen and then to meet you at Grace tomorrow. And I hope you'll do that. It's a very easy way to invite people to come to church and just let them know a little bit about who we are. So until we gather tomorrow, let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will prepare our hearts to truly worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as part of that worship, when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word.
We shall.